hurdles in the Russia investigation.
What's going on here? Why aren't we going forward with this hearing?
Healthcare back on track.
I know that we're all going to make a deal on healthcare. That's such an easy one.
Congress blocks online privacy.
There's big money in using our data and selling it to advertisers.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Questions about credibility and accusations of stalling are dogging the Republican leading the House investigation into Russia, and a leading Democrat is keeping up the pressure. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Democrats allege Chairman Devin Nunes is providing cover for the White House, canceling the public testimony of former acting Attorney General Sally Yates. Now, she was expected to appear yesterday. Documents obtained by CBS News show Yates intended to share details of her talks with the White House over Michael Flynn's calls with the Russian ambassador. Last week, the Justice Department said Yates would need White House permission. When she sought it, her appearance was scrapped. Top Intelligence Committee Democrat Adam Schiff.
The fact that the hearing was canceled abruptly and without an explanation, caused us a lot to ask, what's going on here?
Yesterday, spokesman Sean Spicer forcefully denied the White House asserted any privilege to block Yates.
I hope she testifies.
But with the House committee's probe now mired in partisan squabbling, there's no telling when she might. Steve?
59% in a just-released CBS News poll believe it's likely Trump associates had improper communications with the Russians. Mr. Trump's approval rating stands at 40%. From the sound of things, health care reform, left for dead last week, is being revived.
President Trump suggested he's not giving up on it during a meeting with some senators at the White House.
I have no doubt that that's going to happen very quickly. I think it will, actually. I think it's going to happen.
Earlier, the president suggested once the landmark health reform law collapsed, Democrats would help work to replace it. They say they will work on health care if Republicans stop trying to repeal Obamacare. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump's expected to sign legislation that passed in the House yesterday repealing measures that made internet providers ask permission before sharing our browsing habits and other information. The Senate passed it last week. Maggie Reardon of our tech partner CNET.
The biggest impact is that consumers are going to see a lot more targeted advertising, so a lot more creepy ads following you all over the internet.
Today's the deadline for contractors to hand in proposals to build the first part of President Trump's border wall. CBS's David Begnaud is at a Texas retirement community where the wall is big news.
The Riverbend Resort is one of the few areas left in Brownsville, Texas, without a border fence. Many of the retirees who live here want to keep it that way.
It's not needed. Border patrol's in here all the time.
A treaty with Mexico prohibits anything that could obstruct or deflect the Rio Grande. That would mean 70% of the resort, including 15 holes on the golf course, would become kind of a no man's land between the fence and the actual border.
But it's not just a golf course, it's a family business. We're
Jeremy Bernard is Riverbend's general manager.
And we have 30,000 golfers a year. You're going to give 30,000 golfers an access code to cut through and play with their holes?
John Garrett owns JP Construction, a Fort Worth company with 50 employees. He's submitting his border wall proposal today.
It's going to create a lot of jobs for unemployed construction workers, veterans, individuals.
The federal government controls less than a third of the nearly 2,000-mile-long southern border. The rest belongs to the states, Native American tribes, or like River Bend, is privately owned.
Overseas now, Britain has taken the first step to unravel itself from the European Union. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Signed, sealed, and as of half an hour ago, delivered. Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce letter to the EU, telling fractious British lawmakers,
on today of all days, we should be coming together as a united kingdom.
Mixed feelings elsewhere, too. For fishermen hoping for freedom from EU quotas, it's
a great day, a historic day for us.
For those who voted to remain,
it's a shambles. This country's in a total, absolute mess, unless we decide to change our mind.
But May has said changing her mind is not an option. The two-year Brexit clock is now ticking. Steve?
The effort to scrap a North Carolina law that limits protections for LGBT people has failed again.
The latest deal to repeal North Carolina's controversial law ended with finger-pointing between Republican legislative leaders, including State Senate President Phil Berger and Democratic Governor Roy Cooper.
He now denies that he ever made the proposal, and so we've got to figure out exactly where we are.
The NCAA has given the state an ultimatum to repeal the law or lose college championship events through 2022. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Groundbreaking thought control technology through electrode implants is being credited for 56-year-old Bill Kochevar's ability to grab a mug and bring it to his mouth and drink with a straw. The Cleveland man's been a quadriplegic for the last 8 years after a bike accident.
It was amazing because I thought about moving my arm, and it did. I could move it in and out, up and down.
In a blow to the nuclear industry, Westinghouse Electric Companies filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Westinghouse Technologies at the core of about half of the world's nuclear reactors. The National Recording Registry is adding 25 new selections to be preserved forever. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The recordings range from this hard-to-hear 1888 cylinder experimental recording to more modern fare, NWA, from its album Straight Outta Compton.
Jay, what's going on, man? What's going on?
There is Barbara Streisand.
People.
And Judy Garland. Big Mama Thornton doing Hound Dog. Wilson Pickett. The Eagles. And Don McLean performing his classic. There is more than just music.
This is emergency. Can I talk to God?
Comedian Richard Pryor performing one of his famous skits. And baseball announcer Vin Scully.
Playing for the last time of the polar round.
Announcing the last Dodger-Giant game in 1957 before both teams moved to California. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, this morning, the Swedish Academy says Bob Dylan will pick up his Nobel Prize in Literature this weekend. He was a no-show at the formal ceremony last December. Up for auction today, letters penned by Jacqueline Kennedy. CBS's Mark Phillips.
Roll back the clock to the Camelot years, when David Ormsby Gore, an old friend of JFK's, was British ambassador to Washington, and the Kennedys and the Ormsby Gores were great friends. A few years after JFK was killed, Ormsby Gore's wife Sylvia died too. In the following years, Jackie and David became an item. Auction curator Matthew Haley found the letters locked away in a British country home when the house contents were put up for sale.
Dear David, dearest David, are these love letters going back and forth?
I think they are, yeah. I mean, she, particularly the way she signs off, with all my love, I think there is a real warmth there.
The letters contain no marriage proposal, but there's a clear sign one was made and rejected. Mark Phillips, CBS News, London.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kaifen, CBS News.